You served under two Democratic governors, under Governor David Hall.
Right.
Any interaction with him?
Well, when I was a member of the state House at the time, I introduced an impeachment resolution against Hall for criminal conduct. Hall was amazing. Here I was, somebody that felt he was corrupt and should be impeached. It was always pleasant, you know, just back-slapping, wonderful, friendly guy. And needless to say, my impeachment resolution didn't go anywhere, but the facts I got from Buddy Fallis, I mean, they were not secret grand jury materials. It was all a matter of record. Some months later, toward the end of Hall's term in office, Rooney McInerney, former member of the Supreme Court from Muskogee, who was a partner in the law firm that I was in here, called me and said, "We got a guy in jail down in Oklahoma City. You're down there. Could you go interview him?" We arranged his fee. So I said, "What's his name?" He said, "It was Kevin Mooney." "So what's he there for?" And he said, "It's attempted bribery." "Of whom?" He said, "John Rogers, Secretary of State." So I went down and talked to him, and this guy was in orange jumpsuit, and he was one of David Hall's best childhood friends. He said, "Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm going to trial. I can go to prison." I said, "Yes." I thought paying someone a finder's fee or a bonus was a part of business practices. And David Hall, my friend, said for $5,000 a month for X number of months, we would handle and get the account for the public employee retirement. I think that's what it was. It was a retirement fund. So I agreed to do it, and all of a sudden now I'm in an orange jumpsuit in jail.
Mooney said.
Hey, Mooney.
Right.
And I said, "Well, in public life, if you offer a finder's fee or a bonus to a public official, that's called a bribe. In private life, so a finder's fee or a bonus, and yeah, you're in big trouble." Well, what happened is John Rogers had a wire. He talked to Mooney and talked to Hall, and that's how the case developed. So Mooney said to me, "I want to plead guilty." We had an initial appearance in front of the federal judge in Oklahoma City, who was a former head of the National Guard. Real tough guy. We went down the line. Mooney, David Hall, again, the just left office governor, and not guilty, came to Kevin Mooney, and the plea was guilty, Your Honor. Well, Hall looked down the line, saw me, and just turned white as a sheet, because he knew as a former DA that he was cooked because Mooney had turned state's evidence and, of course, convicted him. Well, years later, about 3 years ago, I guess, we had all the former governors meet at the History Center, which I was responsible for, overlooking the dome, my creation. And first time I'd ever see David Hall or his wife. And I made sure I was sitting in front of a mirror that I could see him behind me, because I really thought, because I had sent him to prison, that he'd come over and throttle me. And we had no interaction, you know, except I said hello, I think, early. Then we were leaving. The elevator doors open, and who's in there but David and Joe Hall, and Kathy and I got on, and he treated me like I was old home week best friend. It was astonishing to me because what he did was awful. I mean, he was clearly guilty of soliciting and accepting bribes, but that was one of my more interesting moments in the legislature.
And I've interviewed David Hall for this website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and he, of course, to this day maintains his innocence on it.
Yeah.
But when you said early on you tried to get him impeached, they were charges far different than what he was eventually convicted for,
or was it? Yeah, see, I forget, but the impeachment resolution is a matter of public record, and it alleged all of the misconduct involving contracts and the rest in Oklahoma. But I think you're correct. It had to have been different, because Hall was out of office when this thing happened. He had just left office, as I recall. But it's just real sad, because it diminished the reputation of public life and public servants.
He was out of Tulsa, too, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And worked here in the district attorney's office.